This is News Talk.
Well, if you're a student going to college soon, or indeed the parent of someone going to college, you'll be interested in the front of the Irish Independent. The cost of college will jump to up to €14,000 this year for students living away from home. After a year of studying from home, which kept a lid on outgoings, the return to campus next month will certainly punch a hole in family finances. It's all being blamed on high rents and rising food prices. These are being seen as the key contributors to the projected hike in costs. This is the student cost of living guide in today's Irish Independent. And if you were a student moving to Dublin for college, you will need €1,539 a month, or €13,827 for the full academic year. I don't know how people can afford this. The figure includes the €3,000 contribution charge, obviously, as well, although most SUSE grant holders are exempt or partially exempt from the fee. €14,000 around about this year to go to college. That's up from €12,000 in 2019-2020 academic year. So that'll show the increase in the cost of living. Now, what's on the front of the Irish Times? Well, it's all about COVID-19. And this is a warning that there has been a small but concerning increase in COVID-19 cases in nursing homes over the past few weeks. Obviously, an awful lot of people in nursing homes, if not all, have been vaccinated against COVID-19 because they were the first targeted. Despite that, Nursing Homes Ireland estimates that there are between 15 and 20 outbreaks. Tadhg Daly saying there that the HSE ransomware attack means that there's no publicly available numbers on open outbreaks, but he believes there are up to 20 across nursing homes around the country. And we all know in the past the impact COVID-19 has had on nursing homes. The Irish Daily Mail has a warning about the All-Ireland, and health officials have warned that this Sunday's All-Ireland hurling final could lead to a surge in COVID cases. That's if unvaccinated or partially vaccinated fans don't celebrate responsibly. So 40,000 people will attend Croke Park on Sunday for the clash between Limerick and Cork, but public health officials in the Midwest have warned that other uncontrolled gatherings, particularly in Limerick this weekend, could lead to super spreader events. So they're just putting out that warning now to be careful over the weekend. Very hard to tell a fan, though, particularly one whose team has just won in All-Ireland, to be responsible or maybe to social distance when all you want to do is hug other fans and embrace in the joy of it. The Irish Daily Star, tapas on the shoulder for Monk. The Irish Daily Mirror, Lou are under arrest. And the Irish Sun, cuff look Jerry. This is obviously the story that Spanish cops have released footage showing the dramatic moment that Jerry the Monk Hutch was arrested in the Costa del Sol last week. He was in a restaurant when he was arrested, and images show the members of the police force there cuffing Hutch in a Fuengirola pizza joint toilet while checking his documents, which included a fake Croatian passport. As I say, you can read more about that in some of the red tops this morning. The Irish Independent, you may have heard this on the Hard Shoulder yesterday. Philip Ryan was on talking about a story he had just published, and it is in the Indo this morning, about Fine Gael planning a 3-day think-in event at a 4-star hotel for its TDs, senators and MEPs next month. And I suppose it does beg the question, can we all do this now? Can offices have these big 3-day events in hotels and things? Party members have been told a parliamentary get-together has been booked for the second week of September in Trim Castle in County Meath. The 3-day event will begin with an outdoor barbecue on Sunday. Then there'll be further team-building activities over the following 2 days. The Irish Independent asked Fianna Fáil, is it planning a think-in? It says it hasn't decided on the details of its forthcoming think-in yet, and a Sinn Féin spokesperson said no decision has been made and we are still exploring options. I suppose one would wonder, does Fine Gael know something we don't know just yet about what restrictions are going to be lifted if they're planning this big event for September? So it's a case of wait and see. Staying with politics, the Irish Examiner reports this morning opposition TDs describing as farcical a reminder from the Ceann Comhairle of the Dáil, Seán Ó Fáraíl, about the use of Oireachtas video feeds. So Sean O'Farrell sent an email on Monday to members of the Oireachtas warning them that the use of publicly available feeds is conditional and that they could face legal action if they misuse them. So obviously politicians and political parties use clips of themselves in the Dáil, or indeed clips of other politicians if they aren't happy with what they were saying, and they throw it out there on social media. But the Ceann Comhairle has said that these videos often breach the rules laid out in the document. So he's not happy. Opposition not happy either, saying that this is farcical. So that's all in the Examiner. They've seen the email from the Ceann Comhairle. Now, the Mail and indeed other papers this morning, the fallout really does continue from the interview that Owen Keegan of Dublin City Council gave Kieran Cudahy here on News Talk earlier this week. And it's all over the papers again this morning, more so the reaction from homeless organisations. I'll just give you what the Mail is saying. Homeless campaigners have attacked the Dublin City Council chief for suggesting that homeless tents should be removed from the city because they made the city feel unsafe. So Father Peter McVerry yesterday, you may have heard him on News Talk Breakfast, he pointed out that a number of homeless people won't use emergency accommodation because they don't feel safe doing so. If you were listening yesterday, he was saying that sometimes you're in these emergency hostels and people are taking drugs in the middle of the night, and maybe you are off drugs, maybe you're trying to get off drugs, and it's just you don't feel safe in that situation. So they have reaction from Sinn Féin's Eoin Ó'Brien in the Mail as well. He has called on Owen Keegan to withdraw the marks, and the Social Democrats' Cian O'Callaghan has also criticised his comments. The Mail contacted Dublin City Council yesterday for comment in response to the criticism, but it was told that Mr. Keegan was out of the office today and not in a position to respond. If you're working from home, I know some people feel a little bit guilty about working from home, and others who are back in the office sometimes might feel that those working from home maybe are dossing or things like that. It's absolutely not true though, because we're told this morning in the Daily Express that working from home does not lead to more slacking off or dishonesty. Some home workers even underreport the hours they do out of an overriding sense of honesty. Researchers got 284 job seekers to do the same online task, but some worked under supervision with their hours recorded automatically, and the others manually reported the length of time they worked without realising they were being monitored. And essentially they found people working from home are working just as hard as those in an office, and they're probably doing more hours as well, but just not reporting it. Now, final story for you comes from the Daily Telegraph, and this is really interesting because often you might be jealous of celebrities and all their money, and maybe jealous of their children for one day when they inherit all this money. Well, Daniel Craig has said he will not leave his fortune to his children because he believes inheritance is quite distasteful. Obviously, he's worth millions because of the James Bond franchise, and he has said that rather than passing his money on to his children, he plans to either spend the money or give it away. He's not the first wealthy celebrity to announce that they won't be passing on millions to their offspring. Elton John, Gordon Ramsay and Nigella Lawson have all insisted that they won't be passing on the money. Didn't Bill Gates have something? He's only going to give his children something like $10 million each. God love them. But obviously he's worth a lot more. So it's interesting. You don't want your child born with a silver spoon in the mouth, I suppose.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is News Talk.